With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. About 150 people came to a campaign event in Missoula today for U.S. House candidate Rob Quist. The Democrat called it a rally for public lands. Rachel Kramer reports.
Rob Quist addressed the crowd on a warm, sunny afternoon, wearing his usual cowboy hat.
It doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat or independent or libertarian. You know, these are common values that are important to a lot of us.
In a 10-minute speech, Quist said, quote, "When multimillionaires look at mountains and streams, they probably think that they would be good to own. But Montanans say this is our way of life," unquote. Quist said he will work to fully fund and reauthorize the Land and Water Conservation Fund and to support local forest management proposals to expand access to and put more Montanans to work in our forests. Quist accused his opponent, Republican Greg Gianforte, of wanting to sell off public lands, a claim Gianforte has consistently refuted. After the rally, Megan McNamee said Rob Quist is the perfect pick.
You know, he's just got a stellar reputation as a decent guy, a very warm and personable and caring person with a long history of connection to the land itself, but also the people who inhabit this place. And if there's anyone who really believes in the common good, is someone like Rob Quist.
McNamee said a big issue Quist didn't mention in today's speech was health care, but she said Quist will address that in the coming weeks. News broke yesterday that Quist and Gianforte had tax liens filed against them in the past. Rally attendee Kit Fisher said that didn't concern him.
I think that makes Rob more authentic as a Montanan, knowing that Montanans have had these problems. You know, a lot of us have had debt, and a lot of debt is related to healthcare issues. And to have somebody with that experience in Washington is just the kind of person we need.
The special election to fill Montana's vacant seat in the U.S. House is May 25th. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana Public Radio.